Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link on the upper left corner of the webpage. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
Well, we have a trio here today. Les Tourterelles and moi. And it's, of course, wonderful reunion again here on Crossover. Welcome Coco and Kiki. Yeah. And it's Christian and Coco. And they are Les Tourterelles, and they have been a tremendous success. When you first appeared on WRTI, we had such a remarkable response to the program that, of course, we played it again as a repeat, and we had another remarkable response. But in the meantime, the two of you have been doing many, many things and have had a wonderful reaction from your audience. So tell us a little bit about what's been going on with your careers.
So that was 2 years ago, right, that we came
probably
here?
Yes.
Actually 2 years ago.
This is, this
for
is
the
Coco.
French National Week. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And this is, again, French National Week, but you have carried it through all year. So tell us again now. What you just came back. Kiki, we call you Kiki. You have just come back from Paris, was it in France generally?
Yes, in France, in my family, in my Franche-Comté region.
Okay.
Where I spent the whole summer, and I'm back, and we're back, both of us, for more singing.
And why don't you say hello to our audience who parles français?
Bonjour. Bonjour à tous. And what did we do? We finished our CD because last 2 years ago it was in process. We didn't finish it, so it's finished, and it's for sale. It's called Les Tourterelles, and the album is for sale at the school where I work. So maybe I can give you the name of the school,
which is the French International School where you actually met, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly. Actually,
yeah.
And Christian was teaching there, and guitar, was it? And
I was teaching music to the little children. And also,
and then Coco, you were teaching also, right?
Yes, I was there only for 3 months. It was they needed somebody to do something, which I don't remember at the time. So I just went in and did 3 months with I think the little children as well.
That was a workshop. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, musical, it was a workshop. Okay, it was a special workshop.
Now, how long have you been in the States, and where are you from originally, Coco?
Okay, I am originally from Quebec province, and I lived in Quebec, and I lived in Montreal, and I've been in the States, I don't even know anymore, for quite a long time, actually. 10 years, maybe?
Oh,
it's 10 years.
Long.
Yeah, it's starting to, you know, year after year.
It's getting longer, but you still look very, very young, both of you. And Christian, you came to the United States several years ago, right?
Yes, 7 years ago, exactly.
And, of course, have been going back and forth. Now, Coco, you were in London just recently, weren't you?
Oh, yes. I just came back from a fabulous trip in London. It was extraordinary. I had the opportunity to produce an event called The Movement for the Burning Spears record label, which is the headquarters right now are in Florida, but they're looking and establishing a branch in London and a branch in New York. And this was actually the launching in Europe of this record company, and it was
really
so
exciting,
much fun.
Yeah.
And I was producing.
You were producing, like, as well, which you have done here on a much smaller scale, isn't that right?
Yeah, I do a lot of this. Actually, I've done, you know, 2 summers ago, I've been producing the event for Mothers in Charge when they came out strongly. A year after their beginning, they came out strongly with the Stop the Violence campaign that started on all radios. And I wanted to contribute and connect and plug myself into the circuit in this way. And so I did, that summer, I did several benefit concerts for them. And after that, I kind of had a chance to produce more events with them, but also with the schools. I teach up to sixth grade and middle school as well, music. And we did in-street festival, you know, concert, yes. Anti-drugs program. And
wonderful.
Put the kids on the drums, and it was fantastic.
So it's really very much community service, mm-hmm. plus yeah, and getting the children involved and yeah. the schools involved. Now, Kiki, you also, you have a kind of a dream that you really, what you really want to do, which is rather inspiring, I think.
I'd like to sing for the children. I always did. I teach music to the little ones. I did a CD a couple years ago before meeting Coco. I did a CD for children, French songs I wrote, actually.
Which and you do also, you compose as well.
Yeah, I compose. And what I would like to do now is going again to these little children, and I'd like to go to the hospitals also,
yes.
because I was a little girl in a hospital in France.
Really?
Yes, when I was a little baby for months, and when I was 4 and 5, and it always affected my life a lot. So I would like to go back. I spent at least 1 or 2 Christmas, and I remember really, really well a Christmas in the hospital.
Alone, yes. Away that from was, family.
That was cozy because we had a Christmas tree and all these children all around the tree. And it's such a memory. It's so strong in my mind. I really would love to do that for the children here.
The shut-ins in the hospitals.
Yeah, I need to go back to that.
So both of you really are teachers, and you are musicians, and you are composers. And you are humanitarians, I think. Mm-hmm. And that does come through in your performances. Now, you got together. How did that happen? I mean, you met and you probably had lunch together. And then what happened?
Actually, when I went to the French International, I didn't know of Kiki. But then, of course, I heard that this lady was here and that she was singing everywhere and she had a CD. And so I somehow, of course, it was easy to meet in this circumstance. But we met and had the inspiration to meet again. And we did not meet again, but the summer after, she invited me to her house. And then she started to sing, you know, French music from France mostly. And it really, you know, like, it's interesting. People think, like, America and Canada is almost the same thing, but it's two different cultures.
Yes.
And especially when you live in the French section of it. And
yes,
so I felt like I was coming back home.
Mm-hmm.
And I had tears in my eyes, and it felt so, it's something to sing in your language where you grew up, because it connects already with all the cells of your body easily.
Of course.
And it brings you home. And it was so delicious in my mouth to say these words in French and speak in French. And the feeling comes more easily for me, you know, than struggling with English.
You do blend very well together. You know, Coco, you're a guitarist, I know, but you also play some wonderful percussion. Percussive instruments. You use this when you teach the children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, I love to do so many things with my children. Actually,
they love
we're going out to places to play and things like that. We do a lot. And
are they fascinated when they hear you?
They love it.
Yeah. They love it.
Totally. Oh, actually, when we do concert for children, if this was your question, when we go, because we do high schools and middle schools, we started to do, even inner city.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hello. Mm-hmm. And that was a challenge.
Great.
And
yeah,
it was amazing
great.
Because it's such a culture for them to get to, you know,
Now, do you have something that our older audience might know?
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps,
yeah, definitely. La Vie en Rose, for example.
That would be wonderful. Can we hear that?
Yeah. Okay.
So Edith Piaf, it's interesting because we were kind of reading a little bit about her life, and it's just an extraordinary woman.
A
tragic life.
Yeah, she was born of all the difficult circumstances you could even imagine, and she actually was deaf and blind first.
Really?
Until the age of
between three and seven.
My goodness.
Blind. Yeah, and she went to a pilgrimage. To France,
to Lourdes,
to Saint-Thérèse,
yeah.
And she was healed.
She was
really?
Healed.
She is a miracle.
Where was she born, actually?
She was born in France, in Paris, in Belleville.
In Paris.
Some say on the street, some say...
Because her mother was a... her father was a juggler.
Yeah.
And her mother came from
a street singer.
A street singer.
Because, you know, she never wore anything but a simple black dress.
Yeah.
And they said she was like a waif. You know what a waif is? It was like a very, very ethereal, poor little orphan kind of...
Yeah, she was an orphan.
And this is what her whole... her whole appearance was when she would go on the greatest stages of the world. And of course, she had this cry in her voice, and she wrote wonderful, wonderful music. And of course, this is La Vie en Rose, which means what, a rosy life, a beautiful life.
This is when she was married twice in her life.
Yes.
Of course, I think she had two divorces or something.
Yes.
And this is about being in love for her.
Being in love, oh, yes. Now, I want to ask both of you. You have, you live here in Philadelphia. Do you feel an affinity here in Philadelphia for the whole French culture and the language? Do you find that there's a community here?
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially where I work. I work at the French International School. I mean, I meet there the whole French community.
Yes.
And that's wonderful for me to have fun this job. Actually.
So you really find that there is a large community here.
Yes. And I'm very proud I can sing in French because I feel a part. I feel like a mission, you know.
Yeah. Now, you don't have a French last name, Kiki. It's Gallagher. It's Christiane Gallagher. So you married an American,
yes,
and you're living here and you're working. Mm-hmm. And Coco, you, of course, are from Canada, Quebec, and you've been here, as we said before. Why don't you say something to our French-speaking listeners or our bilingual listeners who are learning French?
Okay. bonjour à tous. Nous sommes les Tourterelles. Nous sommes très heureux d'être ici sur WRTI avec Jill Pasternak, Coco et moi. Et nous espérons que vous avez aimé notre programme, l'amour du français et l'amour de la musique.
Ah, yes. Oui, oui, oui. Mm-hmm. See, I said it. Thank you once again.
Merci.
Merci beaucoup.